Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
For the past few days, we've been looking at a 2004 study that was done by the Guttmacher Institute, originally founded as a special research arm of Planned Parenthood, on the reasons women get abortions. The last time such a study was done was in 1987. National Right to Life's Director of Education and Research, Dr. Randall K. O'Bannon, analyzed the study and wrote extensive remarks on the report. The Guttmacher study appeared in the September 2005 issue of Perspectives on Sexual and Reproductive Health. One of the reasons why women get abortions is because of a lack of male support or a committed relationship with the father of the child. We talked about this yesterday. Another significant reason is that today, based on the survey, most women get abortions because they see the abortion as something that is in the best interest of their existing family circumstances. We know, based on previous studies done by the Guttmacher Institute, that 61% of women who have abortions have given birth to at least one child. Many in the survey conveyed a sense of obligation to existing children or other family members rather than for their own personal goals. One woman identified her unborn baby as her child, but saw the abortion as doing the right thing. She said, "I am on my own, and financially and mentally, I can't stand it now. That is one whole reason. It's a sin to bring a child here and not be able to provide for it. This is just in the best interest for me and the children. No, my children and this child. It is important to be concerned about others, but the abortion lobby, Planned Parenthood, and other groups have convinced society and women that abortion can be a morally good decision. Wrong. Circumstances may be hard or difficult, but it is never morally right to take the life of an unborn child to alleviate these problems or circumstances." The study's authors admit that what they heard from women in the interviews suggested that abortion was not something they desired. It was simply that, given their circumstances, they saw not having a child as their best and sometimes only option. So much for choice. If abortion were not an option, women might be more open to adoption. The Guttmacher Institute says women were not asked about this directly on the survey. However, more than a third of interviewees said that they had considered adoption but dismissed it as a morally unacceptable option. Why? Because they believed, as the study summarized it, that giving one's child away is wrong, though apparently killing that child isn't wrong for these women, or is at least thought a lesser evil than adoption. Women's knowledge and understanding of adoption in the abortion era is evidently deficient, and this is obviously an area where there is work to be done. The pro-life movement tries to help women and teenage girls understand that the life of their unborn child is precious and address any needs they have. Crisis pregnancy centers or pregnancy care centers exist all over the country and are often run by volunteers who are trained in helping women find alternatives to abortion. This can include keeping the baby to raise or adoption into a loving family. The goal is to save the mother and the child by giving the mother options and helping her by meeting whatever needs she has, whether they are material, emotional, financial, or medical. You can help by donating your time or donating money to the pro-life cause and by helping your local crisis pregnancy center. Abortion isn't the answer for these women. Please visit our website at prolifeperspective.com for more information about how you can help the pro-life movement. And as always, I welcome your questions and comments. Email me at carol@prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.